Hi, this is Steve at WeDoTech.net.
Hi, it's James from WeDoTech.net.
It's Dean from
Carfi.
Dean.
James.
Steve.
What the fuck are you doing?
Dean.
Anyway, we're here at the...
I don't know what Steve's doing, but yeah, someone needs to smack him around the face. Yeah, we're here at the Eurogamer Expo, and it's really big, actually. I think a lot of us were really surprised at just the size of the place. It's actually 3 floors. Plenty of games, plenty of screens for multiple games as well. I thought we were going to have a real problem with getting on and seeing stuff. The queues have been pretty moderate, around about, 15, maybe 20-minute waits on some of the things. Other than that, they've been pretty good. So I just want to go and ask the rest of the team here what they think are their best game that they've seen today. But before we do that, I'm going to quickly say my favourite, and it's Split Second. It is an amazing racing game. It's kind of like an apocalyptic racer. It mixes things, the best bits from Burnout. It mixes the best things that you would find in like Stuntman Ignition, you know, all those things that crack off in the movies and stuff like that. It's got all of that on there, but in sort of a use to defeat other opponents. What's been your favourite, Steve?
My favourite has to have been the Avatar 3D. I think that's still at the top of my charts in terms of gameplay, in terms of the way it looks as well, and obviously because it uses the innovative 3D technology. Outside the box, though, I think a game that would be good to play as a multiplayer would be Aliens vs Predator. Graphics-wise, it was very outdated. However, the gameplay was really, really good, and obviously the weaponry and things like that you could utilise during the game was really, really good. Anyway, Dean, what's your favourite?
For me, it'd have to be Mag. I think that the graphics are a little bit iffy, but obviously you can't expect them to be the best, because 256 players on a server like that, with amazing graphics, it'll lag like hell. But it was really fun, and we were playing with... obviously the open beta that's going on at the moment, and they pretty much linked up the PS3s with everyone else here. There's about 9 screens of Mag as well, so that was good. Carfi?
I also quite enjoyed Mag. Lots of weapons used. If it kind of changed controls to what we like normal first shooter it would probably be like, so very hard to get used to fumbling at the start.
Another mention for me has to go to a game that's actually in the Indie Arcade. It's called Joe Danger. Comes out next year, Xbox Live Arcade game. This game is beautiful. Looks so nice. And it's kind of like a mixture of Trials HD with less physical elements to it. But there's plenty of cartoony graphics going on, plenty of power-ups and boosts. There's lots going on with that game, and we got quite a lot of footage of it, and we'll be giving you a hands-on review as soon as we get back from the expo.
Don't forget, as always, check out the forums at www.wedotech.net and get involved. You could be in for a chance to win some great prizes yet again. See you later, guys. Bye.